It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Actually, whip off my AC really quick. That's going to help.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here and checking out the series. Of course, if you like what you see and what you hear, I do hope you hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones. You can do so at Spotify, Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Recent episodes on here have included the cast from the show Minx, as we talked about their second season, Keanu Reeves and his band Dogstar. We hung out with Bruno Major, Lior Phillips, Janelle Monae dropped by to talk about her latest roles and new album, The Age of Pleasure. We had Sam from Greta Van Fleet, Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople, Lucinda Williams, Nick Hexum of 311. Those are just a few recent guests that we've had on the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is actor Dylan Arnold. Now, Dylan portrays Frank Oppenheimer in the new Christopher Nolan blockbuster Oppenheimer, which is, of course, is about the story of J. Robert Oppenheimer, the theoretical physicist who helped develop the first nuclear weapons on the Manhattan Project. And, of course, you've heard of it because it's one of the biggest movies of the summer. And, yes, came out on the same day as Barbie. Now, I should point out, with the strike going on, with the actors and writers strike, we had to tape this one right before it happened. So we were actually taping this one right before the strike happened. And so right before the movie actually came out. But we still have plenty of room to run to talk about, first of all, what it was like to audition for Christopher Nolan, how he landed the role in this movie. We dove into the background of Frank, who, of course, is the brother of our lead character, J. Robert Oppenheimer. And, of course, drew the parallels of how this story sort of relates to, you know, the situations we still find ourselves in today. Not just with bombs and war and nuclear threats, but also with what we're faced with you know, these new frontiers of artificial intelligence, etc. But we'll have some fun as well. Dylan's going to talk about what it was like to be on a set with what seems like near endless barrage of legendary names and what a role like this offers for the next step in his career, which includes the upcoming Apple TV Plus series called Lady in the Lake. So it's all that and more. We're talking Oppenheimer. It's Kyle Meredith with Dylan Arnold.
Hi, how's it going?
You know, even before the movie's out, you look at the trailer and like, it's like the biggest trailer of the year. I mean, this thing is amazing.
And it's cool to see that you're playing something different than I think people are used to seeing you in the movies we've seen before.
Yeah.
Maybe we just start at the beginning here. I mean, how did you end up? How did you end up playing? Because you're playing Frank Oppenheimer, right? This is like the brother, right?
Right. Younger brother of Robert Oppenheimer. Yeah. Who's such a fascinating man. So I had a really great time researching him. But I started with a self-tape. You know, you get a self-tape for a Christopher Nolan movie and you're like, all right, let's go. Let's have some fun. And I did it. It was a scene that I think everyone who auditioned, I think, had the same scene, which was just the character was scientist and it was a monologue explaining how stars die. And which was very well written and very interesting. So I had a lot of fun with that. And then the second scene was I think from a movie, but it was a scientist speaking with a military personnel about keeping information secret. So you kind of seemed like had the themes in there at least. But I did that and I had a lot of fun with it. And then didn't hear anything for a few months. And then I heard that he wanted to meet me in person, have me go in for an in-person audition, which was because this, everything's been virtual since the pandemic. So this was my first in-person audition in about 2.5 years was in front of Christopher Nolan. So I don't think, I don't think you could go 0 to 60, any faster. I went in and, going in for someone like him, just knowing I'm going to meet him and be able to be in front of him. That was a win for me, truly. I really actually wasn't thinking about getting it. I was just thinking, this is a great career step to meet this guy. And, he's a very like low key, very calm demeanor. So he put me at ease when I went in and gave me a great note and, I did it. And then I guess a couple weeks later found out I got it. And I think I was speechless. I didn't really know what to say.
To me, that's when the real fear sets in. Like once you're like, oh, I got it.
Now I have to do it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's this thing. I think it's so funny. I think with something that I've noticed with acting so much, it's like, you want a role. Everyone wants a great role, but then once you get it, it's like, oh, now it's not just an idea anymore. I have to come with my A game. And especially with someone like this and the cast. And it's like, I just knew I had to step it up. And it's amazing because everybody else had that thought, like I didn't have any conversations with Chris about research in particular. I think it was just expected that everyone was going to come in and know about the characters they were playing, know where they fit into the story and history, and everyone did. And you could feel that on set. It was so, the depth was pretty amazing. And so I just, I devoured as much research as I could about Frank. And, I read The American Prometheus, what the movie is based on. And then there's another book about Frank, about his early life, and then him going to, he founded the Exploratorium in San Francisco in his later years. So it dipped into that. So, my job was just to get as close to this guy as I could and get inside his mind as much as I could. And like I see Killian say, very appropriately, you're not trying to do an impersonation or not an impression, an impersonation. That's what it is. Yeah. So I just wanted to find the spirit of this guy as much as I could.
And he's got such an interesting story on top of it. I mean, I was just looking at, just some of the small parts, like he was a proficient flautist.
Yeah.
And could have been a professional flute player if he wanted to.
He was taught by one of the best flautists at the time. His parents got him this tutor because they grew up very wealthy in Manhattan. And they were introduced to literature and art and music. And they were a very well-rounded family. They spoke different languages and they kind of had all these resources at their disposal. That being said, they were both just brilliant. You can't teach all this. But I found, Frank from very early in his life was just led with this curiosity, which I think he, he continued to lead his life with. You know, he was a big tinkerer. He would take things apart and put them back together. I love, there's this great story of him when he was, I think 16, his father was away and he took apart their grand piano to see how it worked. And then he realized, oh, now I got to put it back together. And so he stayed up all night and put it back together successfully before his father got home.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. So, yeah, they definitely just had this thirst that really led them to some amazing places.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Dylan Arnold.
And just to have all that information like in your mind, like how much of that do you use in simple delivery?
In terms of how I approach a scene? You know, I think it definitely informs. Obviously, everything that one does in their life informs how they lead it from then on. So I think, you know, if it doesn't show up in the delivery, it definitely informed in terms of, okay, what thoughts is he forming about what these people are saying? How, you know, and I think the things that really helped me was the book about the Exploratorium, Something Incredibly Wonderful Happens. And because there were a lot of people who worked with Frank who kind of described his demeanor, how they made them, how he made them feel. You know, how he kind of approached things with this whimsy, which those kind of little things really helped me kind of find his spirit in that way.
Yeah. And even all the things before that, I mean, reading about, you know, of course he was part of the Red Scare stuff and like the best job he could get out of that was they allowed him to teach at a high school. And I thought that's, right. You know, and then
very
and luckily,
overqualified. Very yeah, overqualified.
Right. Luckily, you know, he recovers and continues.
Right. But something about Frank is that I listened to a podcast with one of his former high school students, and they said, although he was incredibly overqualified, you could not tell by the way he taught. He really just took it seriously and wanted these students to learn and have as much appreciation for it as he did, which I think really speaks to him. There was no point, it sounded like, that he was like, oh, this is above me. He just met it at whatever level he could.
Well, and the fact that, you know, you get to bring all of that in here, I'm guessing you didn't have to learn to play the flute unless you already know how to play the flute.
I did not need to learn how to play the flute. I did not need to learn quantum physics. I tried. I tried in the sense of, okay, let's see if I can get a simple grasp of what they're talking about. Only from the standpoint of, you know, when the scene's going on, I want to understand what's happening. But beyond that, I think it would be a fool's errand to try to really spend all my time trying to learn this.
I mean, that's sort of the fun of like most Chris Nolan movies, though. Like, we have a tradition in the house. We watch Interstellar every New Year's Day.
Great. Like, amazing.
And even we've been doing it, I don't know, 10 years. And it started me and my wife as a fluke, a whole story to that. And my son, he's now a teenager. And so now he's starting to get into it, because the reason we keep doing it is because of the conversation that happens afterwards. And I think you can do that with so many of his movies, because you just sit there and, like, even if we've never studied that science, you know, the conversation that comes out of that is always beyond what we knew going into it.
Well, in this movie, I think does that on so many levels. I think what's amazing when I watched it, it really transports you to the time, but also into this guy's mind. And you're able to get somewhat of an understanding. You're able to get close to what was going through his head, which I think is extraordinary. I mean, it still baffles me when I sit and think about what these guys did and how they did it. And to get to experience that on the scale that Chris does, and then on top of that, the conversation that it sparks with where we are today and how we live in the shadow of this monumentous historical event is it's very rich. I think I'm just very excited for everybody to see it.
That's sort of the hope, right? You do the movie and it's not just a biopic or whatever this is, a thriller or whatever, but it ends up having to say something. And I don't know if you have the answer to that, but what is that something? Like, what is, because, you know, for me, here we are, of course, when it still feels like we could blow each other up at any time.
Right.
Or we'll poison each other digitally somehow, you know, by the end of all this. Like for you, what does it mean?
Well, I think that it has a lot of parallels to what we're going through today. I think it's important to be aware of the technologies when they're coming out and thinking about the consequences that they might have. I mean, we're seeing this with AI. We where people are very excited by the achievement, which is amazing, but then, okay, what happens next? Let's think ahead 10 years, 15 years, and as opposed to tomorrow when we get this thing ready to go. I think for me, I like, life is already very fragile as it is, and with the creation of this, we've made it even more fragile. And so I think it's pretty, you know, I went to the museum in Los Alamos when I was preparing for this, and there's this video of all the nuclear tests that have occurred since this bomb. And it's like 270 something. It's like, it just, and how many nuclear arms are in existence. It just pops up and just, it's terrifying. I mean, so I think that it's important to have these discussions of where this leads us and to have some foresight a little bit. But I think what I've heard Chris say is that he didn't make this movie with, you know, a particular message. It's an incredible story and he wants to tell it. And then what's great is that leaves that kind of open-ended for other people to take what they will from it. He's not telling you how to feel. He's just showing you what this is.
The best movies, the best songs. That's what they do. Yeah,
exactly. You
know? And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Dylan Arnold.
So I will ask a more of the nerd boy question. So you're on a set like this, as you've mentioned, with a cast that is just endless on the great names. What is that part like? Like, what is that hang like, I guess is what I'm saying, because this feels like it's not just something different, but it's something different.
No, it is. I mean, every day I really was looking around and was just thinking to myself, I'm a part of something just incredibly special. I mean, the people that I get to work with and, you know, cast, crew, everyone is just at the top of their A game. I mean, the makeup artists, the hairstylists, the sets, the practical effects, it's all just everyone at the top of their game. And everyone was just so excited to be there. I mean, to look at Matt Damon and be like, isn't this cool that we're here? And you're just like, yeah, it is cool. You know, it's one of those things that you just, I went into it really trying to just soak up as much as I could because I didn't want to take the experience lightly. That being said, you have to do a job. You can't go and idolize these people while you're working with them. You know what I mean? Fortunately, they were all extremely inviting and warm, and just, it was about the work, and you got to work with these incredible people. And I think it really upped my game. It makes you better when you're looking in their eyes and you're like, you know, my first scene, my first real scene with Killian, I looked into his eyes and I was like, you know, the first take, I was like, oh my God, what is, I don't know what he's doing, but he's doing, you know, and then I had to settle and I'd be like, all right, do your job. You got to appreciate it. Fortunately, the camera wasn't on me, you know, so, I mean, it's a really special experience. I definitely checked off many bucket list people to work with in one go. So, you know,
do you find that you have that opportunity, or however that, you know, to be phrased, that you want the opportunity or whatever, that it has redirected how you want to go forward with your career? Does it allow for that?
In terms of the quality of work, of what kind of thing I want to look for, or
what you've learned, what you've taken from it, you know, okay, do you come out of this and go, oh, you know what, this is a path I can see now, or something?
Yeah, I mean, it did. I think it opened me up to just, I think there's a lot of places that I hoped to go in my career, and working with Christopher Nolan, it wasn't even a bucket list item, because I never really thought that, I just never really thought that that was going to be a thing. So honestly, funny enough, this was one of the first jobs that I actually felt completely comfortable and confident in, because I figured, okay, if a guy like this is inviting me to come to set, I guess I belong. You know, I'm going to trust him, and trust is huge. I think that it opens you up to do much better work, but yeah, I definitely saw how deep you could go into a character and a role. I mean, watching Killian, just, he's so fantastic, and he did it with such grace in a way that, like, I feel like you hear about some actors who have these huge roles and they're not pleasant to work with. It was the opposite. He was, you know, the camera would not be rolling and he'd be talking to you and be pleasant, but then, you know, he took his moment when he needed to, and then camera would roll and he would do his thing, and he would do it incredibly. So, I mean, and just to watch these people have the joy that they, I mean, to watch Chris and Hoyte van Hoytema, who is the cinematographer, they had like smiles on their faces every day. They were just so giddy to be out doing this, to be in the rain or to be blowing stuff up. You know, it's just, it reminds you that it's so much fun. They really made it fun.
Well, I know next we see you in Lady in the Lake, right? That's what comes after this.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be, you know, it's hard to tell, that doesn't have an official release date, but yeah, I'm excited for that to come out, I think. And like going, working with Chris and then working with someone like Alma Harrell is just, I had a dream year last year. So I grew a lot from it. Yeah. In terms of how I want to approach work and how the people I really respect approach their work.
Is that one of those things? Did you shoot those back to back?
Yeah. I mean, I had about a month and a half in between, or 2 months in between. Yeah, it was, yeah, it's, I can't expect every year to be like that, but it was such a wonderful experience, both of them.
Well, I so enjoy watching you and everything you do. Congratulations on this, man. I mean, this is, you can already tell, this is going to be one of those movies, right, that we're still going to be talking about years from now. So
I think so.
Yeah. So happy you got to be a part of it. Thank you for taking the time to talk about it. I've so enjoyed this.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And my thanks to Dylan. Oppenheimer, now in theaters. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, I do hope you hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. I'll throw 3 new interviews every week your way. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you can keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones. Again, all the usual spots, including Spotify and Apple Podcast at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And after that, head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's we do classic tracks, we do the best of new music, you get music news, you get bonus interviews,
And in fact, one of my recent episodes, one of my recent shows, had the music of The Killers and Florence and the Machine, Depeche Mode, The Black Crowes, Sheryl Crow, The Smiths, Bjork, The Strokes, Laura Marling, Mono, Pixies, The Breeders, and my interview with Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age. That's just an example of what you get every weeknight at 6 p.m. at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. Of course, you can also find me on the old social media spots. That's Threads, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all four of them. My address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Consequence Podcast Network.
The Oppenheimer Barbie rivalry, I think, is one of the best things for cinema right now. I think it's so, I was talking to it with a buddy and I was just like, you know, I don't remember last time that there's been this much talk about seeing a movie on opening weekend, but let alone people literally talking about seeing two movies in one day is just so exciting.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.